Now it's time for the Wallops and Assateague Island Report, sponsored by Pohanka of Salisbury. Here's your host, Robin Rothschild.
And hello, I am Robin Rothschild, here with Jeff Merritt. We're going to do a little departure from NASA and the orbit and space. This is an amazing local organization. Jeff Merritt's president of what is called Operation We Care. And I just want to start out the program by saying, obviously, all our thoughts and prayers are with the people in Boston this morning after the horrific events of yesterday. And Operation We Care is an organization that actually sends boxes of items to our troops overseas. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good morning, Robin. Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, it's great to see you. And, you know, Jeff, you and I, you guys have been now having had Operation We Care for 5 years, correct?
Yes.
I've been working with you guys, I think, for 4 of those years.
Yep, absolutely.
Down out of Chincoteague. So it's just wonderful to see you up here in Salisbury. Jeff, why don't you start by telling our listeners a little bit about the overall program that you have?
Okay. Well, we started, my wife and I started in 2007 with the idea we're going to ship care packages to the troops. At that time, it was Iraq and Afghanistan. And we started fairly small, like 2 or 3 dozen people. And the first packing event we had, we did 100 care packages. So we're pretty proud of our efforts. And we decided to continue and continue and continue. And now we've got over 200 people involved in what we do in one form or another, and we ship 600 to 800 care packages a year. We've shipped over 3,000 total so far. We're a 501c3 organization now, so the donations made are tax deductible, and we're pretty proud of that. And it involves everybody from individuals, local businesses, civic and service organizations. It's a project that has really amazed me with who has stepped forward and to what level.
You know, I'm looking at a picture here because you make this beautiful booklet, and why don't you tell us a little bit about the picture I'm looking at of all these soldiers.
Well, it's a picture of the National Guard unit out of Delaware, Dagsboro, Delaware, and it was 141 soldiers, men and women, and we shipped them care packages for Christmas 2009 while they were deployed in Iraq, and their job while they were in Iraq was convoy security. They had to provide protection for the convoy of materials and supplies as they moved throughout the country. It's a very dangerous job because convoys are constantly under attack. Because if you can cut off the supply lines, you can disable your enemy. So they had a successful mission, no casualties. And very proud of their efforts. We were involved in their deployment. We were involved in their welcome home, and we sent care packages to them while they were gone. And it's just a small example of the amazing dedication that these men and women have for protecting what a lot of us unfortunately take for granted.
Now we have a local unit, Salisbury unit.
Yes,
they are currently in Afghanistan?
Yes, that's correct. The 115th Military Police Battalion from right here in Salisbury. They've been in Afghanistan since Christmas 2012, and we've already shipped them one set of care packages. We'll be shipping them another set at our next packing event in May. So we're going to provide continual support wherever we can to these men and women. And there's also there's a bunch of what we consider local Maryland and Delaware units. There's the 153rd Military Police Company out of Delaware City. They are in Afghanistan with the unit from Salisbury at this time. The 198th Signal Battalion just deployed last Saturday. They're in training right now, and they'll be in Afghanistan sometime in May. The 290th Military Police Company out of Parkville, the other side of the Bay Bridge by Baltimore, they're also preparing to be deployed. So,
you know, it's funny. For some reason, from what I hear in the news, I forget that people are still going over there, because you always hear about, oh, we're going to be pulling out. But, you know, we've got our local men and women actively at this point in time going over to Afghanistan.
Correct. It's just the way it lines up. 2013 is a major deployment from Maryland and Delaware. And we've made a commitment to support everyone we can. All these units that I mentioned, with the addition of the individual soldiers that we get names and addresses for, we'll send them care packages.
Let's talk a little bit about these care packages. You know, it was just being able to work with you guys for the last 4 years and hearing what people actually need over there. And, you know, we take so much for granted in our day-to-day life. But I remember the first year working with you, Jeff, and having the Operation We Care list of items that you put in these boxes. It's like, you know, baby wipes, just bars of soap, body wash, toothpaste, toothbrushes, toilet paper, just your basic items. Is there, why don't you tell our listeners, you know, a little bit more about that and your website, and where you do have certain locations that you can just go to any dollar store, buy these items, and drop them off.
Well, that's correct, Robin. All of these items are available very inexpensively, and they're things that, like you say, we take for granted. It's basic necessities. We categorize them two ways, snacks and toiletries. Every care package has a box of Girl Scout cookies in it.
That's great.
You know, if that's a way to bring a guaranteed smile on someone's face, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Like toothpaste, you know, stuff you mentioned. Do they use everything that we send them? No. But somebody in their unit needs something. And we pack the boxes full because it's a flat rate box. So there's no air being shipped. We put as much as we can in there, granola bars, microwave popcorn, stuff like that. And they share whatever they don't use, they share. They trade stuff. It's a morale boost. The big thing is the morale boost.
Tell the story that you were telling me just a minute ago about the Salisbury unit.
Well, as I said, we've shipped the Salisbury unit one round of care packages in January after they arrived in country and got settled in. We shipped them 75 care packages. It was one for each soldier plus a few extras just in case. And they emailed me back that there's a small unit of Bosnian soldiers that are deployed with them. And as part of a partnership with the state of Maryland, and they're not receiving anything from home because they're so economically deprived in Bosnia that they just can't afford to send their soldiers anything. So they asked us if we could help them out. So we basically got together and shipped them 24 care packages. Mm. 3 weeks later, I got a email from one of the Bosnian soldiers. It was very nice. I've received letters, emails all the time from these soldiers that express their appreciation for what we do. My opinion is it's the least we can do.
And then you have a letter here.
I've got a letter from Sergeant John Cooper from the 115th MP Battalion from Salisbury. It says, to whom it may concern, my name is Sergeant John L. Cooper. My unit is the 115th Military Police Battalion, and we are currently serving in and around Kandahar City, Afghanistan, in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Your organization has supported our troops by sending letters and care packages in the past, and we have seen firsthand the difference it makes to a soldier so far from home, friends, and family. Our Task Force Chesapeake supports over 600 soldiers throughout southern Afghanistan, and we truly appreciate your hard work, dedication, and support. There are no words to describe the challenge physically and emotionally that our soldiers endure during these times, but they are called to duty and proudly answer the call. Thank you for your continued support, Sergeant John L. Cooper, U.S. Army Religious Support Team. So,
that says it all right there.
Yep.
I tell you, Jeff. You know, another thing, I do want to do a little shout out to Bruce Bennett.
Absolutely.
You know, our good friend, who's also vice president of Operation We Care, as you mentioned to me earlier. You also do, you go to, or did go to Walter Reed. You go to the military, the VA hospitals.
Yes.
Just to bring cheer.
Yes, we do. We go to Walter Reed several times a year. We take them Girl Scout cookies, gift bags, and just try and show our appreciation for the sacrifices they've made. These soldiers were injured in combat. They're at Walter Reed from 6 to 18 months, depending on the severity of their injury. And more often than not, they've undergone a life-changing injury. As far as how they're going to go through life for the rest of their life. So it's a pretty dramatic impact, and we want to show all the support we can as often as we can.
You know, Bruce was actually showing me pictures, I think last year. You guys were there either a year or two ago. Wasn't there some famous movie star that was there?
Yeah, we ran into Adam Sandler one time.
Sandler.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's nice to know that he does things like that, too.
There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that people don't know about. You'd be surprised who is involved in what.
Yes, that's so true. All right, where can people, if they, let's go down some of the list of items that you can pack, because obviously there's quite a few things that you're not even allowed to pack.
Correct. We are a, and I won't say we're not allowed. Operation We Care is a family project. We have kids involved in what we do. Speaking of that, our care package boxes are the post office military flat rate boxes. Well, they're kind of plain on the inside. Well, thanks to the efforts of the students at 14 of the schools all over Delmarva, they are currently decorating the insides of 500 care packages with messages and pictures and brightly colored paper and all that stuff. So just a huge shout out to all the schools that are involved in this and the messages and stuff that these soldiers get when they open their care package. Again, it just sends their morale right through the roof. So
I've seen some of the inside of those boxes. They are beautiful.
Absolutely.
Things that are needed: baby wipes, as I mentioned, bar soap, body wash, breakfast granola bars, chapstick and lip balm, Chef Boyardee pasta cans with the pop top.
Right. The theory behind that is, with the pop top, you don't need a can opener to open it, and you can eat it hot, cold, or whatever.
That's really good to know.
I've had soldiers tell me that they take their, Chef Boyardee and set it outside, and that'll warm it up, because the temperatures get very extreme over there fairly early on. For instance, when we ship packages in May, we don't ship any chocolate in them because they'll melt. Come May, it'll be over 100 degrees over there during the day.
Oh, my gosh.
So in November, we can get away with shipping chocolate products that won't melt, but in May, we have to ship things around a little bit.
Wow.
So, yeah.
We just can't even, it's hard for me to even wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
It really is.
Imagine being in full gear with an 80-pound pack, weapons, ammo, and you have to walk around and it's 117 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I would definitely need some lip balm.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Absolutely.
Crossword puzzles, deck of cards, dental floss, deodorant, non-aerosol, disposable razors, foot powder, gum, breath mints, ink pens, just something simple as ink pens.
Yes.
Instant coffee packets, instant oatmeal, microwave popcorn, any kind of peanuts, mixed nuts, and the small packets, because you everything needs to be small to fit in these boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-Tarts. I heard that is a big one, the
yes.
Pop-Tarts. Powdered drink mixes, shampoos, Slim Jims, small personal Kleenex, sunblock, especially if it's 117.
Yes.
Tea bags, toilet paper, toothbrushes, toothpaste. Now, on also on the non, let's say, food side, batteries. Batteries are I remember hearing that batteries are very, very important, obviously.
Yes, they actually use them in their night vision goggles and stuff. And if they have portable games and stuff like that, they use them. But they actually use them for their
equipment.
Their equipment. Sometimes.
And these would be the smaller ones, the AA and the AAA.
Correct, yes.
Blank greeting cards and some dried fruit and any candies, M&Ms and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Magazines. Nail clippers, notepads, phone cards. Very good one.
Yes. Phone cards are a good one. We don't use them as often as we used to, thanks to Facebook, Skype, and the new technology age. Phone cards aren't as necessary as they used to be.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Shaving creams, non-aerosol. This one, I remember seeing this the first year I was working with you guys, the silly string.
Yes.
And when I found out the reason behind the silly string, it really blew me away. And if you want to tell.
Obviously, the intended purpose is to spray your buddy in the face with it. Use for silly string is when these soldiers are clearing a village and they're going door to door, they'll take it and spray it into an open doorway to make sure there's not a trip wire in there.
Amazing. I mean, that is, and I could see how that would work so well for that, because
yes.
It's light.
Yes.
Enough that, geez.
Yes.
Let me just continue. Small sewing kits, any kind of snack mixes, sunflower seeds. And the soaps, shampoos, et cetera, the trial size
yes.
is the best, correct? Visine and Ziploc bags and containers.
Yes. Everything needs to be bagged. When we pack stuff in the bags, we put soap in Ziploc bags inside the care package because it's going to be in the same box with your Girl Scout cookies, and
yeah.
you don't want your Girl Scout cookies tasting like Dial soap when you get them. So, and the bags have a useful purpose when they get over to the field of combat and where they're deployed to. Sand, wind, dirt, dust gets everywhere. They have to bag everything up, so they actually reuse the bags that we send them. They put everything in a bag.
Especially at 117 degrees in a desert.
Yes.
I can't even imagine with all the dust and everything.
Yes.
Jeff, when is your next shipment going out?
We're going to pack up in mid-May, and we'll ship the boxes out right after that. We're looking at shipping over 500 boxes this time. It'll
wow.
be our biggest effort yet. So I'm a little concerned, but I've been told don't be concerned, but
I'm still
concerned.
I've seen you do this how many years, and you guys, I know every time that you set a goal, you a lot of times even exceed it.
We have some amazing people doing some amazing things. I can't even begin to list them all. Every time I turn around, somebody's calling to help out in some way.
Why don't you give your website out and also some of the locations where if people want to go and buy some items where they drop them off?
Our website is operationwecare.org, O-R-G, and it has a huge amount of information, some pictures of our past events and stuff like that. It's got a copy of the list that we just went through. You can download the list. There's a link to our Facebook page on there, so you can jump on our Facebook page and follow us there. We have some of the family members posting stuff about their soldiers and some of the troops post from Afghanistan, so it's pretty cool to follow along there. The donation sites, Harley-Davidson of Seaford, up in Seaford, Minuteman Press right here in Salisbury, all of the First Shore Federal Savings and Loan branches, there's seven branches all over the area. a lot of the Laura Local Owner Restaurant Association restaurants are drop-off points. OC Floor Gallery out in West Ocean City. If you're out in Easton, Dr. John Schneider's office on Calk Lane. And Dr. John Schneider, he's been awesome. He's been on with us since the very beginning. So he's a drop-off point. All of the donation sites are listed on the website,
okay,
and we're constantly updating them, so check back frequently.
And that's Operation We Care, all spelled out,
mm-hmm,
.org.
Correct, yes.
Jeff, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you, and I just, you know, thank you for all the great work that you guys do.
Well, thank you guys for allowing us the time for me to come babble on about our project. It's because of guys like you that helps us get the word out so people can and do what they do. I've had a lot of people say, I've always wanted to do something to support the troops, but I didn't know what or how, and it's too easy to just send a check somewhere across the country.
Yep.
And this is right here in Salisbury.
And
we're,
you
very
know,
proud of it.
There's the times that I've gone out and bought things. There's something going out and physically getting items that you know are going to help somebody's daily life.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It makes you feel good. You get the feeling that you know you're doing something, and you just cannot describe the morale boost that these boxes provide, because these soldiers don't have any idea that they're coming.
Oh, so, that's right. That's a new twist to it.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part.
You know, and there's some foster kids that aren't getting anything from home. And that's why we like supporting an entire unit, because that way everybody gets something. And how uncool is it to be sitting around while all of your buddies are opening mail and you don't have anything, and then all of a sudden you get something. Yeah.
That's really something, Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, and I'm going to make it to that packing party.
Well, good. Thank you very much.
That concludes today's Wallops and Assateague Islands Report, a special edition for Operation We Care.
This has been the Wallops and Assateague Island Report.